Everyone, welcome to episode 54.
No, this would be 55.
No, let's start over then.
No, it's
is it
funny.
Really? No. No.
Yeah,
come
I'm
on.
That.
No. No. Oh, come on. I just had a sad phone call from about a woman who missed my mother's funeral. Don't make me boog on the whole, like, let me start over.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 55. Yay.
Yay. Because it's hilarious.
No.
I love that you were so excited and committed about it.
I was. You know what? I'm you know, I think I'm going to have to use, like, my mom died card on that one and be like, you know what? I'm just.
You're going to use that for a long time, aren't you?
Well, fuck it. I just had a phone call from a woman who, like, was really good friends with my mom and miscommunication. And no one, they told her she was in hospice, but they didn't tell her she died. And she called me and it was like, what, what? Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, she's sorry and I'm sorry. And that's why it was episode 54. That's why.
That's awkward.
Okay? Let's move on.
So awkward.
Well, speaking of, since we're talking about my mom, we haven't talked about my dad in a long time.
Oh, but just one more note there. I would ride that thing until it's fucking dead. I would, you know.
Oh, no pun intended.
No pun intended. But if you're, you know, if your friend's pissed because you're 10 minutes late, you could be like, hey, my mom died, you know, or use it if you're late to work. Yeah. I'm so sorry. My mom died.
Okay. So, speaking of the using it, right?
Because I know that makes me sound like a horrible person, but it's...
No. Listen, I said, if I rob a bank, I'm going to be like, oh, my mom died. You know what I'm saying?
Mom died.
But so, you know, my mom was really active in her church.
Yeah.
And there's a couple things that, you know what, there's something that's really bothering me. And I didn't say this in the episode, but it's just like a, okay.
Ooh, say it. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was really active and there were, you know, ladies in the office that when she would go in, she would bring coffee to for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were like three or four ladies. And at my mom's wake, two or three of them came up to me or, you know, said, you know, your mom was great, whatever. And one of them came and when she was standing to pay respects to my mom, like, threw her arms around me and said, your mom was so nice to me and we're all going to miss her so much. And I only met this woman, like, that was like the third time I'd met her.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like the huggiest person that you know.
Yeah.
And it was really awkward for me to have this woman throw her arms around me because I was like, where's your, like, sense of space?
Yeah.
Like, I went to a funeral for my friend's mom. I know his sister, but I don't know her well enough. I went up to her and, like, just, like, shook her hand. And then when she realized who I was, she hugged me. But you don't just, like, bum rush someone at a funeral and hug them.
I was bum rushed at the funeral, man.
So, like, suffice to say, this woman, you know, she had thrown her arms around me and she said that, you know, we're going to miss your mom. And the next day, I went after the funeral, like 12 hours later, I went to go pick up the flowers and, you know, the pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the church is attached to a school. And because it's a school, it's on serious lockdown, right? So you have to go through these security doors.
Yeah.
So I had to go through the school to get to the church. And by going through the school, I have to go be let in, buzzed in at the office where these four women congregate. And the woman who threw her arms around me the night before just kind of looked at me because they have a big picture window. It's a drive-through window, actually, you know, where, like, because that's how they open to get envelopes and stuff from people,
right,
as opposed
to,
like, so they don't have to buzz you in. So this woman who threw her arms around me turned and looked at me as if she didn't even know who I was, as if she didn't even know who I was.
Well, and maybe out of context, she didn't recognize you right away because it wasn't like, you know, because
you mean,
she was in work mode and she's used to, I don't know, sometimes when you don't know people very well and you're in work mode and she's used to seeing all these parents and people come through.
Sure.
Maybe it just didn't register at first.
So then the woman who stood in front of her was like, oh yeah, and buzzed me in because she knew because they just buzzed me in anyway because whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just saying, so, but she knew me well enough the night before to throw her arms around me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And because there's a point to this.
Okay.
So as I'm walking in, the anger welled up in me and my heart burst because I had been told by these women how much they were going to miss my mom. Do you know that not one of them came to the doorway to see if they could fucking ask me if I needed help carrying things out to my car? Not one of them.
Yeah.
I'll move this along quickly. My mom had a bunch of donations in her name made to the church. Most of them were made that day at the wake and stuff, so the church received the money directly. But I had some envelopes that had donations in it. The woman who threw her arms around me, I believe, called my stepfather like a week ago and said, hey, you know, we've got these donations. What would you like us to do? Where would you like us to appropriate these funds? And my mom had donated like a bunch of money to a new gym floor, and the kitchen is attached to the gym. So they're redoing the kitchen floor. And so the right. question my dad texted my brother, sister, and I was, do we want, you know, this to go to the floor? And who cares? We didn't care. But I needed to get the money over there, the rest of the money.
Right.
So I go trot back over to the fucking church. Isn't that funny how I say that? And I go to the window again, and I have this envelope that says donations in memory of Ruth. You know, I'm at the drive-through window. I don't need to come in. I don't need to talk to any of these people. I just need to hand them the envelope.
Right.
That's all I need to do.
Right.
Blouse and slacks, the woman.
Yeah.
Because that's how she dressed. Came to the window, and I just had the envelope in my hand, and she goes to open the window, and I go to hand it to her, and she goes, hey, Girk, wait. I just was looking at her like, and I'll get to, like, that irritated me right yeah. away. That I was just like,
okay.
And then she's kind of got this, like, just non-expression kind of like business professional but dumb at the same time, and she looks at me and she goes, so what do you guys want to do about the money? Have you decided? And clearly my body language was like, all I want to do is get out of here. Like, here's the envelope, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you have to talk to my stepdad. She goes, okay. I go, thanks, and I leave. I'm shaking as I walk out of the church. One, the most important part is the only reason the church is getting this money is because my mother is dead. Right?
Right.
My mother died 6 weeks ago. Do they not teach you, like, compassion and understanding, especially when you tell me how much you're going to miss my mom, that it's not like I was dropping up field trip money. Have, like, why, inappropriate, completely inappropriate to discuss that with me. Take the envelope, deal with my dad. Like, why ask me? You just called him and talked to him, and he said he'd get back to you. Was this like a forum? I just was like, I can't even, like, I was just like, so like, there was no empathy. Like, she knows. I mean, it's not like I just wrote a check from our family account. My mother's fucking dead. That's why you guys are getting this money. Okay, but
God
my point
him.
Is,
yes.
Yeah, but my point is, it's like, those are delicate things. Like,
yeah.
And you say,
yeah,
you,
and here's the thing. You already established that the woman has no social etiquette whatsoever because she bum rushed you at the funeral, you know, and gave you a hug like you guys were long lost sisters. So that clearly we've already established that she has no social etiquette. So you kind of can't really get mad at someone who is no clue and has no social etiquette to begin with.
Okay, then let's go back to part two, which is when she called me by name.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen her for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Which, and I'm in yoga pants and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which completely fucking negates that the next day she didn't know who I was.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, good point. No, the fact that they would look – that would be the only thing that would have irked me is the fact that they all just kind of looked up at you nonchalantly like you were just some, you know, some other random person walking in.
My mom was in their office.
And to be like, you know, if it was me, it would have been like, oh, hey, how are you? How are you hanging out? You know, how are
yes!
you hanging in?
Yes!
Everything okay?
Not business as usual.
Not like, hang on. What? ID, please.
Okay. Well, so that was just, that was a Girk rant.
Girk
oh
rant,
my God.
Fuck.
it really pissed me off.
Hey, and okay. I noticed that, that your hair's getting redder and redder now that your mom's gone again. It's another benefit of Ruth not being around anymore is you're like, yeah, what? I'm going to make
Rockin'
it as red as possible because Ruth didn't like red hair. And now you're like, hey, whatever. My mom's gone. At least if I can benefit from anything, I'm going to make my hair fire engine red.
It's kind of a violety.
It's kind of a violety purple red. Well, because yeah. when you have brown hair to start with, you can't really make it fire engine red. It turns more of like a purplish red. Yes.
Well, no, this is on purpose. Purplish red.
Yeah. I figured.
Okay.
But I mean, red, as far as like the shades of red.
It's making me feisty.
It's feisty.
And you diffused me just a little bit from my rant. Okay.
Sorry. I do like you all feisty and ranty. Did you post pictures on Facebook? I haven't looked from the last episode.
Yes, of course I did.
Okay, you posted. You found a good grimace picture?
I totally found a good grimace picture.
Okay, good.
I totally
now
did.
Now you have to post a picture of your red hair.
Oh, really? What am I going to just take the – I'll do it like that, take the top of my head?
Yeah.
Okay. So then on the flip side,
Flip side.
You know, my sister's down here dealing. My mom's estate's kind of yucky, so my sister's down here helping with that. We can't even. We haven't even started mourning as a family because we're dealing with crap. So that's people put your shit in trusts.
I was just gonna say, did she have a living trust or a living will or whatever it's called?
No. Well, living will is just says that you when you do a living will is only like I only want to be on life support for this long or don't resuscitate me. That's what a living will is.
Yeah, but what's it called? There's a, when I was reading Susie Orman, and then of course this was like 10 years ago, and ask me a if trust? I did it. Ask me if I did it. No, I didn't. But isn't it called like a living trust or what's the trust called that you're supposed to use? Susie Orman told me.
Just a trust. It's like a family trust, or you make a trust in your name. It's just a trust. It's not a living trust.
Could you say that word again?
Trust. People don't have wills. Do not go to, don't do wills. Get a trust. Make a trust.
I've been meaning to go to LegalZoom.
Because you're not, don't do living trust because you're dead. So it's not a living trust.
No, but there's a name. Shut up about it. There's a name. I remember when I was reading the 10 Steps to Financial Freedom with Susie Orman. She had a whole chapter on the type of whatever thing you were supposed to. Can I tell you that I didn't make it past like chapter 3 where once she gave you homework and you had to actually do something, I stalled out and I never went back. But I think it was one of the early chapters that talked about the type of will you were supposed to have. And I could have sworn that she called it a living trust, but it was something.
Maybe she did, but
it was something about if you do it one way, you're basically fucking everybody who's left behind because they have to pay all these taxes and you get screwed.
That's
a will.
That's a will.
But if you do it another way, then yeah, everything is taken care of. So I want to do it that way.
That's the trust.
You can do that on LegalZoom, right?
But I actually, because I had to discuss my mom's estate with a friend of mine because some things weren't done correctly by other people. And she kind of schooled me on the whole thing. And LegalZoom is good. It can be contested. Like, all that stuff can still be contested, possibly.
Yeah, but who's going to contest it? It's not like we have millions. Nobody's going to step forward and contest it. We don't have money to fight over.
Yeah, my mom didn't have anything either. And it's not about fighting it. It's not about people fighting over it. It's about my mom's wishes. Like, not all of them were put in legally. So her wishes by law can't be followed. So it's stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So she thought she did stuff legally, but she didn't.
How'd she do it? Did she do it through an attorney or through LegalZoom?
No. She did. Her will was pretty cut and dry, but what she would have thought were codicils or things, what she wanted done, her executor, whoever that will be now, can't follow her wishes because it's not legal.
Yeah, but who's going to, is the will police standing over your shoulder saying you can't do that because it's not written in the will?
No, but the person who is a beneficiary of the will can say no.
Oh.
So the person who's benefiting from my mom's passing is receiving all of her debts as well as whatever shekels she has left. If my mom wanted a ring to go to her niece, if it's not in the will, that person doesn't have to do it.
Oh.
Yeah. And so that's why. Button up your shit, people. Get it done right. That's what I have to
do. Yeah, but how do you know? How do you know when it's done right? If you're doing it on LegalZoom or if you're doing whatever, how do you know if it's done right?
I don't know. I think you just have to make sure that the state that you're in recognizes that is legal. You know, because I was just going to run to Staples and get just a basic thing for now. And it's like the government, because you have to register the will. You have to, once someone dies, you have to go to court and say, this person died and this is their trust or this is their will.
Right. But my attorney told me, hang on, I have it here somewhere on my desk. Because I still haven't done it. My attorney told me that there's a basic one. If you handwrite something that you can do, like a basic, what is it called? I have it on my desk somewhere and I've been meaning to do it. But there's a basic something that if you handwrite it, I don't even know if you need to have it notarized, that it's still legal.
If you send it to yourself in an envelope and don't open it.
No, it wasn't that. I've heard of doing that too, but it wasn't, it was something, I'm going to have to find it because
I'm kind of done talking about it.
Oh, all right. Don't be nasty.
No, it's
I found it. Hang on. I found it.
Oh, thank God.
It's under my computer. Listen, just because you had a shit morning and you're all worked up. Oh, it's a holographic will. It's a holographic.
Okay.
Listen.
Weeks.
You pull your shit together. You don't have a will. You're being a hypocrite right now.
I'm never going to have a will. It'll be a trust.
Do you have one?
Not yet.
Yeah, then shut it. That's what everybody okay. says. Not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay, is this the PSA part of our show?
Well, apparently it's not for LegalZoom. It's a holographic will. It's written entirely in your own handwriting. It does not need to be witnessed if it's entirely written in your own handwriting. But having it witnessed helps to establish the time and circumstances of the execution. It's more important to complete the will than it is to have it witnessed if you have trouble finding witnesses. She said write it in blue ink because photocopying is so easy and blue ink indicates an original document. After you've
That's
written
interesting.
It, yeah, after you've written it, then she was saying that I could send her the original for safekeeping until the whatever. I guess she's talking about if you get divorced or if anything happens. The holographic will is intended to be temporary pending a divorce. If you get divorced, they're saying, you know, you can, it's basically, I think, something that if you're married, it's something that's good to have temporarily. So you don't get screwed if you're in the middle of getting divorced from somebody and all of a sudden they're like, no, she said this. She wanted me to have this. Like the whole Lamar Odom thing and Khloe Kardashian.
Tell me about that.
I wanted to talk about it so badly last week and then we ran out of time because last week is kind of what everything happened. My big thing is, because my dude keeps saying, I can't believe she's taking him back. I can't believe she called off the divorce. And I said, listen, I'm pretty sure that the divorce was called off because she didn't want to look like a nasty bitch who continued with the divorce while her husband was in a coma.
Okay, but
in
wait.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, okay, but if she stopped the divorce, and I don't know, I haven't read anything about this other than he was at a whorehouse and OD'd on shit, and but you can tell me more details. But if she stops the divorce and he kicks, doesn't she get the money?
Well, maybe that's why she's doing it. Who knows?
Hello? Yeah,
like she needs money. I'm sorry. The Kardashians probably have more money combined than like our national debt. They could probably pay off our national debt.
Really? You think they have that much money? You think Robert Kardashian was just like that much money?
Oh, sweetie, they're not getting the Robert Kardashian money is probably gone. This is their own self-made money. First of all, the mom who's a manager, who's like the momager from hell, she manages the crap out of everything and makes sure they all get paid coming and going. They've got products. They've got TV shows. They've all the shit yeah. that they do. They make fuckloads of money.
Yeah, I guess I could care so little about them that I have no idea what their deal
Every
is.
Time, okay. They just got in trouble because on Instagram, they got in trouble from, who are the people that oversee all the medical stuff? The FDA, not the FDA. Would it be the FDA who oversees like the commercials and stuff for making sure you do all the legal stuff right when you do commercials for medicines, medications?
Maybe. I don't know.
They just got busted because they started, you know, they're using their Instagram accounts. God knows how much money they get paid to post a picture. And Kim Kardashian, because she's pregnant now, she posted a picture on Instagram holding up some sort of medication saying, this is so amazing. It totally was a lifesaver for my morning sickness, blah, blah, blah. And finally, I think the FDA or whoever stepped in and went, hang on. I'm pretty sure that looks like an endorsement. She probably got paid to do that, and you didn't follow any of the rules for doing a commercial or an ad or a print spot for medication, because whenever you see print ads, 3/4 of the ad is all of the fucking
the disclaimers.
Yeah, the right, disclaimers. Right. Nowhere in there. All it was a glowing pregnant Kim Kardashian looking gorgeous and all made up and beautiful and not even remotely like she just vomited, holding up a bottle saying, take this and your morning sickness will go away. It's a miracle worker.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
okay.
she got paid like $1 million for that.
Well, let's get back to Lamar.
Oh, okay. So I don't know a lot. I know, this is what I know. I know about 5-second snippets whenever I walk in front of the TV and they're talking about it. So yes, he apparently frequents the Bunny Ranch. I think it's the one that's on TV. You know that? Did you ever watch the TV show? They had their own reality show with Air Force
no.
Amy and different prostitutes.
Oh my God!
Air Force? No, nothing.
No,
not
Rick.
No,
no.
I think it was called Cat House, something like
okay.
that. It was an HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It was a limited kind of HBO, or maybe
oh,
not
okay.
so limited. I don't know. It was an HBO.
Oh, okay. I think I flipped through and I seen Bunny Ranch on like the HBO, like on the guide. Okay.
I don't. I think it's called Cat House, but I'm not sure. But whatever. So yeah, and one of the old haggard hookers who's been there forever, she calls herself Air Force Amy, and she dresses up in like flag themed clothing.
No, no. Like, that's her get up.
Yeah. Yeah. And she looks like she's about 50 now, but it's been a long time since I saw the show. It was probably 5 years ago, like 8 years ago. But anyway, I think this was the place that he was found face down outside the front, you know, after having done a lot of drugs. And so, of course, on the news, he's in a coma in Las Vegas. They don't know if he's going to make it. And who were they interviewing?
One of the Kardashians.
The madam from the whorehouse.
Oh, no.
And the prostitutes in the whorehouse who all knew him because he frequented there quite often. And they were giving interviews like, yeah, he used to just come in and talk. And we would talk about how he just wanted his normal life back and not all this reality show stuff. And he just wished that he wasn't on TV all the time. And I'm thinking,
and I'm sure he's so grateful that they're just spilling his guts, their guts on TV.
So grateful that he so badly wanted to run away from his reality show life that he ran to another reality show life.
Right.
In a whorehouse, making it so much better. Because yes, now all the prostitute reality stars were giving interviews about his state of mind. So then he's in a coma in Las Vegas, and apparently Chloe calls the divorce off because I'm sure she either A, wants to benefit from it, I doubt it, or B, doesn't want to look like the worst person on the planet who continues with the divorce when her lying, cheating, prostitute fucking husband is in a whorehouse. Why would she? I wouldn't have cared. I would have been like, see ya. Because she loves him, and I think she felt bad for him that he was in a, you know, whatever. I think that's why they got divorced in the first place, because he was a fucking drug addict.
Does he still play basketball?
I think he did, yeah.
Till this incident?
Yeah, because his teammates, you know, what was it? Fuck, I'm going to sound like an idiot now because I don't know his famous teammate that was going to visit him, that he's on the team. I don't even know what team he's on.
I could see, that's how much I could care less, except to say that, whatever. I mean, it's on the news by you. It's not really on the news here because, yeah, you know, Los Angeles, that kind of news is on the TV show and your regular news.
Yeah, here it's on the regular news, but, you know, any entertainment, you know, after the news is the entertainment shows, and it's mostly on those because we have the TV on, and then Entertainment Tonight or whatever will come on and you'll watch the first like 5 minutes of it, and they'll give you some sort of an update about how now he's being transferred to LA.
Oh my God, who cares?
Now he's speaking, and then I heard something, and I'm probably going to completely report this wrong, but I heard something that they were talking about the other day that made it sound like they found coke in his system. And I'm thinking, yeah, but he had a bunch of drugs, but I'm not sure if they were referring to the fact that they found coke in his system recently. Right? Like he's managing to have people smuggle coke into the...
He's in a coma and they're just shooting it up his nose?
No, he's not in a coma anymore.
I know he's not, but I think they said he needs a kidney.
Yeah, he needs a kidney. And of course, all of his fans are offering to donate kidneys. Can you imagine being able to tell that story in the bar? Dude, I only have one kidney. Guess who has my other one?
Wait, but there's actually so many people that need kidneys just because theirs is shot. Not because they did drugs and all this other shit and like did it to themselves.
Yeah.
But these yo-yos are going to donate their own organ to a dude who's got so much money.
And who's going to blow through it anyway and fuck it up because he's still doing drugs.
Oh my God. Where are people's heads? Up their anuses for sure.
No, but that's where you just kind of look at it and say, that's where people who have that amount of money and fame have absolutely no concept of what the rest of the world is like. Like I was watching the this interview where they did a town hall. They did a town hall with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And all the questions, you know, some of them were like what everybody else wants to know. Okay, but give me specifics. How are you specifically in a detailed plan going to accomplish this? And you watch him talk circles around it and still not give a detailed plan because he has none. But most of the questions were like, have you ever eaten at McDonald's? Have you ever worn blue jeans? When was the last time you actually drove yourself in a car by yourself? Because you look at somebody like that. Because
that's
just go,
important.
No, but you look at someone like that and you just think, how can I relate to you? I can't relate to you. You're not a normal person and you've never been a normal person. Because his response was, he tells this story about how, yeah, he started from nothing and he built his way up. And, you know, when he first started, he took a small loan from his dad of $1 million to start, you know, to buy his first property. And what's his face from the Today Show?
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer goes, you know, to most people, a small loan is not $1 million. Like your dad, right. Your dad giving you a small loan would be like, here's $5,000, $10,000 to go buy yourself a car, or here's $20,000 to go help you, you know, put a down payment on a house. Not here's $1 million.
Go buy a property.
Go buy a.
But didn't
Manhattan.
I don't think I don't know too much, but didn't the Trump money come from like the grandfather? Like,
I don't know. He didn't
grow up poor for sure.
No. That's what I'm saying. He's not saying that he was a self-made man. He was trying to allude to the fact that he, you know, dragged his way up because he started out that he wasn't handed anything. He was given $1 million loan, which he had to pay back with interest, but it was still, you know, so his point was he was given a loan from his dad to start his company. But Matt Lauer was saying, right, but you realize that nobody, your point is being missed here because the rest of the world is looking at you going, I didn't hear anything after a million. What did he say? Did he say anything after my dad gave me $1 million loan? Cause I didn't hear that.
Right. Wah, wah.
And then his dad was upset that he went into, you know, Manhattan to buy property and didn't keep it in Brooklyn where they were from.
Wah, wah, the tears of the rich. Okay.
I know, right? Right. So anyway, yeah, that was my Lamar Odom story is I just, you know, my dude was sitting next to me on the couch and he turned to me and said, you wouldn't look back. You would walk over my comaed body. You would step over my comaed body and you'd keep right on going. And I said, fuck yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I was divorcing you because you were fucking around in whorehouses and doing drugs and all of that, and you were found face down outside of a whorehouse, yeah, I'd step over your body and I would keep right on walking. File those papers, bitches. Call
Heck
my body
yeah.
and keep right on going.
Yeah, I would as well. If that's why I was leaving someone, I mean, I probably would like be like, call the mother of him and be like, you guys got this covered. I wish you well.
you got this? Great.
Yeah. But I'm going to continue and probably move it along pretty quickly here so that this can be done before he dies. Okay. Well, you know, it takes out people to have a change of heart. How does that work exactly when you're like, he wakes up out of the coma and he sees you, his soon-to-be ex-wife. What if he does? Shit, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, what if he's not happy to see her at all? He's like, bitch, we're getting divorced. Get the fuck out of my room.
Yeah, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
How would you? That would suck. You like
somebody had to bring him the coke in the hospital.
Right. You've like been sleeping on the stupid like couch bed in the hospital for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He wakes up and is like, get out. Like, you're the last person that I want to see. If I wanted to see you, I wouldn't be at the fucking bunny ranch. I'd be at your house.
Right? Exactly.
And then imagine how you'd feel if you had like forgiven his ass because you felt some kind of love and compassion. And upon doing that, that's what you get. How would you feel after laying on that shitty cot in the hospital room for 2 weeks
or whatever? I wouldn't have been laying on that shitty cot because I would have been at home watching all the whores from the whorehouse talk about my husband's state of mind. And I would have been like, done. I'm out.
Right.
And that's why I'm out, people. That would have been my big, see, do you see what I'm dealing with? Everybody was judging us for getting divorced so soon. And now you know why. Now it's out there for everyone to see why I was divorcing him and whose fault it was.
Well, you know, Keek, that's why, quite frankly, I have a very strong, like, I don't date athletes clause. Like, I just won't do it.
Oh, no. Yeah. You don't, you're not a jersey chaser. You don't chase those jerseys. That's
Isn't that
why.
Funny. No. Mm-mm.
I always wondered all these years why, because you had every opportunity to go for all those famous athletes and you never did. And I couldn't figure it out.
You know, I still do because I'm so prominent in the Chicago market that, you know, I constantly just to be like, no, I'm sorry. I don't date athletes.
I had a friend of a friend. I didn't really know her, but a friend of mine that I used to be close with was really good friends with her. And she was a fairly well-known jersey chaser and got screwed over a couple of times and was very vocal about, anti jersey chasing because she was with this guy who was famous athlete and he was fucking
Are
women
we talking about the same person?
The couch, probably fucking women downstairs on the couch while she was upstairs sleeping. They had a kid. Baby was upstairs. She was upstairs and he's downstairs.
Yeah. She wrote a book about it. Well, that's not all. I mean, I think it happened. If I know what you're talking about, I think she might actually be listening to our show now as of last week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then maybe we should cut this whole part out.
No, I don't think she'd. I don't think she'd mind. We're certainly not saying any names, and she's been very vocal about it. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I don't.
It's a tough life, baby. It's a tough road.
Maybe we should have her on the show and she can talk about it.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. She's really busy and she's moved on. But
she is really busy. She's moved on and she's got another show that she's working on.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because she's amazing.
Amazing.
But yeah, could you, but that's one of those scenarios too where imagine getting married and the night of your wedding, your dude's fucking, you're one of the bridesmaids. I mean, hello.
There was a gal who is a client of my mom's. And when I help out and work in her office, I was talking to her. I called her because she had some money or something she needed to come pick up. And I was talking to her on the phone and I said, I was asking her about something because she had been with this boyfriend for a really long time, years, like 5 years, 6 years, you know, super long time. But they're young. They're in their 20s, like early 20s. So, I mean, it's not like marriage ready, but when you're with someone, that's actually how I started. When you're with someone for a really long time, you don't really see red flags because when you're in your 20s, you're not really in the marriage headspace. You know, you're kind of like, I'm 22. What am I going to get? I'm not going to get married. But you really like the person you're with. So you're with them for a really long time. So my first husband and I didn't get married until we had been dating for like 7 years because we started dating when I was 23. So I missed a lot of red flags because I just kept thinking, no, we don't need to, you know, we're not ready to get married. But, so she, I think, was in a similar situation, had been dating this guy for a really long time. And I said something about her boyfriend. I was like, oh yeah. So, you know, I know your boyfriend's like a guide, right? A white water rafting guide or something. I know you guys do that. And she was like, X. I said, oh, what happened? Well, last month we were at a wedding together and I walked into our hotel room and he was fucking one of the bridesmaids. They had just moved in together. Like within the last year, they had just moved in together. They finally.
Oh, my mouth is hanging. My mouth is hanging.
What do you say to that? I was like, what?
In the hotel room. Like
Get
you go
the
back.
Fuck
you,
out.
Like your earring back fell off and you go back into the room and you're like, oh.
But how's the rest of that trip going to go? You know, I mean, first of all, as the bride, wouldn't you be like, you guys fucking better pull your shit together because your drama is not going to ruin my wedding. Your drama is not going to ruin. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to sniff any fights because the girl is a fucking bridesmaid. So they're in the wedding, you know, and now they have to, it's not like they can bail and be like, fuck you, I'm out, I'm going home. You know, you're in the wedding and you have to deal with this other fucking bitch bridesmaid who fucked your boyfriend.
Wait, they were both bridesmaids?
I think they might have both been bridesmaids. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that last part, but I'm pretty sure.
If you were a guest and like, so if I was the guest and you were the bridesmaid and I walked in and my dude's fucking you, I'd be like, I'm out of here. Uber, I'm out of here. Like, get me out of here.
How awkward and uncomfortable would that be for the bridesmaid as well? Because she can't bail either. She's a bridesmaid. So now she's got to sit there, do her duties,
but if you have a girl leave,
put the dress on. Be up, you know, standing up there. No, they didn't leave.
Okay, wait, this is not before the wedding. This is like at the reception, right?
No, it was before the wedding.
Oh, no, I missed that.
It was a weekend. It was a destination wedding. They were out of town at the wedding.
Oh, see, in my head, I'm picturing like after the wedding, cocktails, she goes back to the room to get something from her purse.
I didn't get the specifics, but it was a destination wedding. They were all out of town at this wedding. They were in hotels. That's why they were staying in a hotel.
Yeah, I get that. I stay in hotels for local weddings too because you don't want to drink and drive.
Not local. They were out of town at this destination wedding.
Oh boy.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
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 So now you have to deal with all of that.
Oh my God. And how old are these people? You said they're in their 20s, right?
They're like mid 20s, I think, now.
Fucking 20-year-olds. Are you kidding me?
Well, and so, of course, the funny thing about it is my mom and one of the other gals in the office, they were like, she came in with him once a couple of years back. And after they left, because, you know, you always hear about the boyfriend this, the boyfriend that. She came in with the boyfriend once. And after they left, the two of them looked at each other and went, I did not like that guy.
Wait. Oh, my God. This totally, of course, because it just, I had to roll back into my banks. Something like that kind of happened to me.
Where you were judging somebody else's dude or where someone else was judging yours?
No, not judging. It wasn't about judging. What happened to your friend happened to me. Or went to the girl. Yeah, I was at a wedding.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, like out of town wedding. And I took as my guest a guy that I kind of had a thing with off and on in college. This was after college. So we had spent many nights together. But again, remember that, you know, I didn't sleep with anyone until I was in my 20s later. But so this wasn't like we were hooking up that way. But we were like, you know, in the same room and making out and all that. Like, so that's the kind of relationship we had. And I took him to the wedding, and it was all my college friends. It was a college wedding that we were going to. And during the course of the night, he hooked up with one of my girlfriends who knew that I was with him.
Oh.
So it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I've lost track of him because we're all partying. And I go back to my room. Like, all of our friends are like, you know, the wedding's over. We're in the lobby, you know, having drinks still. And I can't see Pierre, he was a Frenchman. I can't see Pierre anywhere. So I was just
oh, it's because he was French. You don't even need to finish the story. He was French.
That was fucking French.
No, I'm kidding. It's because he was French and because you didn't put out. See, that's a lesson to our younger listeners.
I don't think she did either, because I think she was sharing the room with someone. And the drama that I heard, I went to my hotel room and, you know, one of our friends came to my room and said, hey, Girk, I just want to let you know that I saw Pierre and the other girl.
Couldn't think of a name fast enough, could you?
I couldn't.
Oh, we'll call her Sally.
Yeah. Wanda. I'll call her Wanda. So I saw Pierre and Wanda in the stairwell making out, which is where they've been for like the last couple of hours. Because no one had seen Wanda for a long time either, obviously. So the girls were looking for Wanda. And found her in the hallway, in the stairwell with, you know, Pierre. And what did I do? Like any other self-respecting.
What did you do?
I went to my hotel room, locked the door, and put the bolt lock on it. The thing that goes over so even if you have a key, you can't get in.
Nice.
And he had to sleep in the hallway in his suit all night. And at about 7 o'clock in the morning, I opened the door, let him crawl in. He crawled into bed. I went to sleep. And that was it.
Why'd you let him come in at 7?
Because I got up to go to the bathroom and I was like, I didn't need the drama from other. I mean, it was enough drama. People were already getting up and stuff. And
yeah,
it's not like, I mean, he had to get in there. It's not like he wasn't going to have to get his shit. But I packed my stuff up and I went down and had breakfast with my girlfriends. And Wanda came down crying.
So she came down. She was crying. Why didn't she want to call her Sally, by the way? Did I guess her name? Is her name really Sally?
No, it's not really Sally. It's a W name. It's a W name.
She came down and she was crying.
She was totally crying. And she just looked at me. She's like, Girk, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was really drunk. And I'm like, I forgave her. I was just like, it's no big deal. I'm just like, it wasn't like I was in a relationship with him. He was my date. And pretty much, I never really spoke with him again. I was just like, you're shitty. That was really, really, we had spent the night together the night before he and I did. Like, it was going to be like a fun little coupley thing. And I was just like, he just showed his true colors. And not that I hadn't seen that, you know, like shades of that before, but we were never in a relationship. So it wasn't, I was like, you know, we're dating. So what big deal? But I'm sorry. When you go to a wedding with someone, keep it in your pants.
Yeah.
Just, you made a commitment to at least like not fuck somebody else for 24 hours. Like, just keep it in your pants.
For the duration of the event.
Yeah,
could you just read over and sign this document for the duration of the event, you agreed to not fuck anybody else or kiss them.
Right.
I think it's safe to say, please don't stick your tongue down anyone else's throat.
Yeah. I paid for the room. You know what I mean? Like, he was my guest and whatever, you know what I mean? And I was just like,
you're nicer than I am. I would have put his shit in the hallway, especially because I thought you guys, you know, split the room. But if you paid for the room, I would have put his stuff in the hallway with a little note saying, go get your own room. Maybe Wanda will let you sleep in hers.
Right. You know what? In hindsight, That's probably what I would do now. Actually, what I would do now would probably be...
But we were young and stupid and way too nice.
Well, and I had been drinking too, so I wasn't exactly thinking with a clear mind. I was kind of, a little hungover myself or whatever, but... I'll be honest. I'm not even sure. I don't even think I cried. I don't even think I was all that bummed
out.
I
wouldn't have cried either. I would have just been pissed.
I was just like, what a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I was just like, you're a piece of shit. I think that's why I forgave her. I was like, wow. This girl is lovely. I mean, I'm thinking that was her bad mistake, if you will, because she's not that kind of person. But wow, that's just shitty. When you do that with your friend, like a date of your friends, I could never do that.
Mm-hmm. She's not that kind of person. Or
I know.
Is she?
Or is she?
But
she did do it. I mean, yikes. And I totally forgot about that story for a little while until you said that. I'm like, oh, I'm so aghast at what you said to me. And I'm like, well, thankfully they weren't fucking each other, which is why I didn't. Who knows, though? I honestly, that's really good. I don't know if they ever had sex.
Mm-mm.
I think they just made out, though, but whatever. Still yucky.
Know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. And on that happy note...
Wait. I realized at the very beginning of the episode, I cut you off because you were about to say, we got off on a total tangent, which we always do, about Ruth because... And then you backed into your Gurk rant, which we didn't really expect. And then we got off what you were originally trying to say, which was you always talk about Ruth, but you had something to say about Elmer.
All right, well, then we'll end on this. So my sister, I think I had said at the top that my sister's been kind of down here helping with the estate. And as you know, my dad lives with my sister.
Yes.
So so she's driving home a couple days ago, and he calls her, and he goes, where are you? And she's like...
we've established that apparently Gurk's father sounds like Elmer Fudd.
Well, not completely, but I'm exaggerating it for dramatic license.
Yes, we got that.
So my dad has a pacemaker defibrillator, right?
Okay.
So she's like, I'm on my way home. What's wrong? What, because now instantly she's alarmed. What's happened? And he goes, well, I was fixing the cable box and I didn't unplug it from the wall.
He's his defibrillator.
I put the cord in the wrong hole. She's like, what the fuck did you do, Dad? And he's like, well, it was buzzing for a little while, and now it's not buzzing anymore. And she's like, what? Okay, what? What? So she's like, are you okay? He's like, I'm okay, but I think something's wrong with the defibrillator, So she gets home.
He fried his defibrillator.
He did. The next day, my sister got a phone call from the heart center, and they're like, is everything okay with your dad?
Is Elmer dead, or?
Because we're getting no reading whatsoever. My sister's like, well, he thought he zapped it, but then the buzzing stopped, so we thought everything was okay. They're like, he zapped it, like, fried. Your father got electrocuted.
Oh, God.
So he's completely fried his $55,000 pacemaker defibrillator.
Well, so what do you do to fix that? He doesn't have to get a new one, does he?
He does. In 2 weeks, has to get a new one.
So he has to have surgery.
Well, yeah, but it's just like they literally just slit you open, pop it out, pop it back in. I mean, it's really not a big deal, but because the housing
is not a big deal because it's not happening to you, but to be slit open,
it isn't. I've seen it. I've been there for when they replaced it the first time. It's like a 3-inch incision up on his chest. They open it up. It's got the housing already written. It's literally like changing the batteries in a stuffed animal. It's really like
Who pays for the Medicare $55,000 one?
Medicare is going to pay for it.
Oh my God.
Your tax dollars at work.
Holy crap.
Literally, I was like, how do you not know to unplug the cable box when you're, messing around with that if you're Elmer.
This is a man who like walks around shitting himself and you think he's gonna know to unplug something when he's doing
right, but this is also a man who was like CFO of a multi-million dollar corporation. This is not an unintelligent man, but at the same time he's so stupid at times as well.
That's what makes it really sad.
It makes it horribly sad.
Because then you look at us and you go, there but for the grace of God go I. Like, please don't let me, be what I am today, fairly together, sharp sometimes, whatever. And then just be looking back at my life and going, how did I end up not being able to like wipe my own ass? What happened in my life that now I'm here? am I going to be this kind of person who's somewhat to get has my shit together? And then sometime in the future, I'm going to be looking back on it going, what happened to that woman? And how did I get here? And where I can't even wipe my own ass and, you know.
I saw the movie Still Alice with Julianne Moore that she wore.
Can I just tell you, that movie broke my heart. And it's terrifying because I am, every time I forget something, because, you know, you get to our age where you're perimenopausal and you're doing all that, and your brain is Swiss cheese and you can't remember things. And it happens a lot. I seriously, for the last 5 years, when I first started to get that kind of forgetfulness of what, when you get to be our age, or, and having kids too makes you forgetful. That I seriously, there were times where I seriously thought that I was having some sort of early onset dementia, because I couldn't remember stuff. And I watched someone go through that. My sister's mother-in-law
had
very early onset dementia, and it was brutal and fast. It was very, very similar to that movie.
Horrible.
Because it was her age. She was young. She was a therapist. She was had a doctorate. Very, very smart. And to see the decline of that, holy crap, that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, it's horrible. So, not to make a train wreck anymore of the show than it has been.
Yeah,
because we've been so uplifting.
Yeah.
I want either to write myself a message and put it in the medicine cabinet that says, take this pill. Or I want.
She did. Yeah, I know. And then that's the sad thing is it went awry. She couldn't even, you know, remember long enough to take the pill. She dropped him on the floor, and then that was the end of it.
And I think so. Other than that, then I might have to have my godson just be like, Aunt Kirk, take this green pill and just be done. Like, that'd be it.
Take this green. Yes, you have to leave it up to somebody else to do it.
I know. Well, on that happy note, woo! It's Halloween this weekend. My favorite time. Do you want to know something really shitty? This is so shitty.
Get off my lawn. What?
So the trick-or-treating hours are from 12 to 6 on Saturday. Now, you got to know that makes me absolutely crazy. However, and this will end it really nicely, because my mom died, we have to go and clean out her office and do like a garage sale at her office, so I won't even be home. So look at that. There's a benefit to my mom dying. I won't be here for trick-or-treating. Okay, you guys. So great.
You're an awful person. You all go forth and have an amazing week. Have an amazing Halloween. Although by the time you're listening to this, Halloween will be over. So I hope you had an amazing Halloween.
And really fun parties on a Saturday night.
Went to a party last weekend. We got all dressed up. So now I feel like Halloween's over already because we already got all dressed up.
And there you go. All right. I have people infiltrating my home. I love you guys. Have a great week. And we will talk to you then.
Bye.
I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind. Downtown, all around, take me on a Jenny ride.